That's what I would have checked next. Thank you, Laura. I want to, let's continue in prayer. I want to add to Laura's prayer. Father, this morning, I believe you put some things in people's hearts here that were at cleansing streams yesterday. I just pray you would give them the courage to share what you're impressing upon their hearts this morning. In your name we pray, amen. Wasn't it awesome for those who were there? If you have something to share, you can come up a while if you want and sit in one of these chairs. I just want to share something really quick. And over lunch, Judy and I and Joanne were sitting together. And we were discussing a little bit about part of our soul. What makes up our soul? Mind, will, and emotions. Can you guess what part of our soul we were talking about yesterday at Cleansing Streams at lunchtime? Emotions. And I had to think, and we discussed, we just got through a part of worship that dealt with our emotions. We get excited about praising the Lord, and it's a good thing to do that. But we can't just engage our emotions when we worship the Lord. When we're going through cleansing streams, we can't just engage our emotions. That's a good thing, but that lasts a short time. And so when we worship on a Sunday morning, we're engaging our emotions like we just did when we're singing. And then we look at God's word and we're engaging our mind. But I think the key often is that we need to engage our will too once we leave church or once we leave an event where God really spoke to us. Because we have to have the will to follow through in what God's saying. I just have a verse here I wanted to share. When Moses died, Joshua succeeded him as a leader. And to me, that would be a daunting task to try to fill the shoes of someone like Moses, who spoke person to person with God, who God spoke directly to. And this is one of the things that God told Joshua. This is from Joshua 1, verse 5. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. And it made me think of the bear video, for those of you who are at Cleansing Streams. If someone wants to share what happened later on, you can. Were you going to share that, anyone here? In the bear video, it was a cougar stalking a bear cub. And the bear cub was frightened, exhausted, and it was at the point where it couldn't do anything else. It was done running. And the cougar's about to pounce upon it. And the bear cub just opens its mouth and is hollering and trying to scare the lion. And all the while, the mom had come up and was behind the bear cub and was also roaring. And the lion looked at the mom, not the bear cub, and turned away and left. I had to think, that's the way it is with our lives. We can't maybe do what God put in our hearts yesterday. Sometimes cleaning up our lives is a difficult thing to do. We need to engage our mind and our will to accomplish that, but we also need to rely on God to give us the strength to overcome what he's revealed to you during these past couple of weeks. And remember, the same promise that God gave Joshua, he gives to us. I will never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. So we can cling to that.
Okay. I've been nominated. Okay. So I guess my thing that happened is probably there for about 10, 20 minutes. It was the first time we went up front and got prayed for. And the lady asked me, she said, do you know what your gift is? I said, I have no idea what my gift is. I know we talked about the prophetic gift and things like that, and it never really felt right with me. So she took a couple seconds, prayed to herself, and then said, your gift is wisdom. And I explained it and everything. I was like, holy cow. That's exactly what it was, and it was just really, I think, good. And the first, like I said, 20 minutes being there, so that was something big that came out of it for me. So.
Turn that down for the shorty. So my thing I really wanted to share was just of course, like Will said, they would have each time when they would have everybody come up and you'd have an anointer that you'd pray with and stuff. And just progressively as the day went on, after each time, just the atmosphere and the feeling of the whole place just became more and more and more joyful after each time. And just even like the praise team was just like so energetic. The guitarist was like jumping up and down. So you got to work on that one, Sean. No. I was just like, oh my word. No, but it was just like, just the praise team was just super, just the whole course of the day just became more and more joyful and just this feeling of just freedom. And it was just really wonderful.
So for my personal experience, I went and I had a panic attack at the very beginning. And I went home and I read over my notes and I thought to myself, was this actually a panic attack or was it God's way of cleansing me and getting rid of any negative emotions and opening up my mind to what the rest of the day was going to bring? And I also, during the actual cleansing streams themselves, when we would go up and pray, I would physically feel it. I don't know if that's how anyone else felt for those who went, but I physically felt like I was being changed, like God was going inside of me and cleansing me and ridding me of anything negative or, yeah.
So yeah, it was a very interesting day. We didn't know what to expect, and I think after that first, for those who weren't there, you go there and they talk and tell you what it's going to be like, and then you're supposed to, by rows, go up front and people pray for you. And yeah, Irene and I were both like, okay, this is okay, what's happening here? And so we were talking on the way home, like, what if you don't want to go up and get prayed for? Like, what if it's your choice not to go? And I said, if that had been an option, then I would not have gotten anything out of yesterday, because I needed that first session to really be able to, like, what the lady prayed for me was exactly, I'm like, yeah, so I didn't tell you anything, lady, and you're praying this stuff, and this God. And so that was really just a really confirmation that this is good. I need to be here listening to what they have to say. And we had talked in the car on the way home, like just almost every time we went up for someone to pray for us, it was exactly what either God had already talked to us about or just something that really was confirming, yes, this is God. He's speaking. He's here. He's working. Very powerful. Trying to think if there was something else I wanted to say, probably. Well, okay, so I'm going to tell you this story based on not yesterday but before. About 2 weeks ago, I woke up on a Thursday morning. It was after the first life group that we went to. And I had had back surgery in 2003, and it felt, my back hurt so bad. Like, it felt like I had rebroken it. It was so bad. So I'm like, okay, I still have to function, but we're going to see. Maybe it's a fluke. It'll go away. And so the next day it didn't. So I went to the doctor, and it was so bad while I was waiting for the doctor that I couldn't sit down. I couldn't do anything. So I'm standing I was actually at Pleasant View visiting the doctor there, and so I went to the bathroom just to stand there, because I'm like, I don't want to keep pacing outside because I look like a maniac out here walking around. So I went to the bathroom and stood there. And I started praying, and we had talked about words, and just God just started talking to me, and the pain just went away. And I'm like, this is weird. What happened? Because Pastor Mike said something a couple weeks ago about the gift of healing, and I said to God, I don't really think that you can do this. Like, healing, like, it's other people. Like, there's no way that you would ever heal me. And I think I said to him something like, could you? Would you? Is this possible? And so he did. And I thought, after I felt better, I thought, there's no, like, this is going to come back. The pain's going to come back. And it has not come back. And the other week I was talking to Barry about something, and I felt that pain again in my back. And I said, there's something here, what we were talking about, the emotion or whatever I was feeling is not from God. And I said, I'm not going to receive this. I'm going to speak hope and life and truth and peace into the situation. And so, yeah, it's, I guess that's something that I still quite can't wrap my mind around, that he could actually heal me. And then one of the prayers yesterday, the lady was saying, like, she can see that I have the gift of healing. And I'm like, well, that's obviously God, because not me. And I think that's the whole point of it, that it is God working through us and doing in us what we would not normally. I mean, we can't do it. It's God. That's my big takeaway, I think, from yesterday. So thank you.
Adjusted down for the short people. So we'll adjust it up for the tall people. I don't know exactly what I want to say, but what a mountaintop experience. Yeah, you could definitely tell the Holy Spirit was just poured in on that place. Is it the people in the white church that were around praying, are they the intercessors, or are the intercessors in the blue line, on the bloodline? Yeah, I was just so impressed to see the intercessors praying fervently for us as we were covered from the front of the building to the back, and it was just pretty awesome. Yeah, it was just a mountaintop experience for me. I really enjoyed it. Grew a lot, and like I've heard said before, the people that met with us and prayed with us, they were hearing from God. And I can't think of an exact experience yesterday morning to talk about, but it just was what I needed at the moment. So I wrote down in my book, they talked about the one area we talked about was no longer ashamed, and it says here, shame is how we feel about ourselves because of what we have done or what has been done to us. And some of my notes were from yesterday. Guilt is how we feel about the things we have done, and the deceiver wants us to carry that guilt after we have been covered by the blood of Jesus. So I think that's something we do to ourselves. We inflict that pain on ourselves because we carry that, even though we've been covered. Conviction always, another note is conviction always invites us to forgiveness. Yeah, it was just an awesome day. I appreciate this church sending me to that. It was what I needed, and it was a real blessing. So it was a life changer. So thanks for doing that for me.
I'm still growing, Matt, but not. I think that a retreat of cleansing streams is something you have to experience and you can't explain. So much was going on yesterday. A wild moment for me was when I recognized the intercessors, Matt, standing up front and facing us, and the balcony had intercessors. When I saw that, I went, wow. A lot of the symbolism that happens there was meaningful. When you walked in, the intercessors and the anointers were standing along the hallway, and they would give you a hand clap or clap for you. There was 20, 25, 30 of them. It was like the football team going onto the field. That's, well, and they had you, they pour water in your hands for a time or two and had you wash your face, the shame from it. And my anointer one time said, you need to cross this red line. And I didn't know what she meant. They had a bloodline they called, and the anointer, and you stood on either side of it. And she said, you need to come on this side of that. And then she prayed and anointed me. She anointed me because, and this was a life changer for me. She said, do you have any health issues? I said, my PSA numbers are elevating. She said, I want to pray for you. I want to anoint you. in the middle of the prayer, she stopped and said, I'm getting a total false reading. I said, well, how can you do that? She said, I'm a nurse. So she has the gift of prophecy, and she's a nurse. And she prayed with me, and I thought, wow, what a moment. Before that, they asked, has anybody, first of all, let me tell you, I went to the retreat, and you could see heel marks between Penryn and New Holland, because I was pretty reluctant to go. I wasn't totally resistant, but do I really want to do this? I don't bring any issues to the retreat. I don't have an agenda. And so I told the anointer that I'm, whatever the Holy Spirit asks me is fine. And then he asked, during our one of our sessions, "Has anybody here ever been rejected?" I thought, surely that's not me. And the Holy Spirit just, as clear as day and night, showed me something. When I was a nine-year-old at one-room schoolhouse in Penryn, the boys would, during recess, we'd play ball. The boys would pick up ball teams. They were the best players, but putting their hands on a ball bat, and whoever got to the top of the bat, they'd call their team together first. And I was never called to be on a team. I think it was because I was so good of a ball player. And so at the end of that, they'd say, "Well, anybody left over, get on the team." And I never thought about it as a nine-year-old. Huh? What is this impacting my life? Until yesterday, it all came together. I struggled with an inferiority complex all my high school years. I wouldn't speak. I didn't want to be in front of people. And I think this has a lot to do with it. So my anointer says, "What is God telling you through this experience?" I said, "I just learned that probably I'm not as poor of a ball player as what I thought I was at that age. And also that, you know, maybe I'm important." Just things just opened up, and that was such a freeing thing. I never thought that was, this morning I woke up, I felt like it was 20 pounds off my back, if I could explain that. And I didn't know that was holding me down. And I think that's true with all of our lives. Amazing. Amazing stuff yesterday. Thank you. Thanks for the Ministry of Cleansing Streams.
I would just say that, you know, this is my third time I've gone to Cleansing Stream. And, well, the one thing that was significantly different is the first two times in Pittsburgh, it was not all white Caucasian. It was very ethnically diverse. And so there was a lot more just expression. I just noticed the difference there in our very white Caucasian grouping of yesterday. But nonetheless, one thing that the very first time I went, you know, it's like we repeat these things and then it's supposed to take care of it. And I'm thinking, well, just saying that isn't going to do it. Just, you know, I renounce as I do. Well, just, there's not. But if we did our homework and we worked through it, the principle is dead right on, because we are speaking it out. And if you felt like it went too fast and you didn't, then we go back to our book sometime in the privacy of your home and just, "I renounce this spirit of rejection," and just say it again, you know, from your heart, because, you know, it's just like, you know, "What do you want me to do for you?" Well, you know, the person had to go take the mud off their eyes or go dip in the Jordan River or go, Jesus was many, many times said, do something, you know, he's asking to do something. Go to the priest, go do this. Go wash. He wants our participation for his will to be done. And it speaks it forth. And so by us making those declarations, it's no, just reading those words wasn't doing anything. But us participating and speaking it out, there's definitely, it's just a life changer. So I would encourage you that if sometimes things went too fast or it's just like, I'm not sure I meant all that because I was just trying to say it really fast. Like I said, just privacy your home sometime, restate that, and stand on it.
This was my first time to go to Cleansing Streams, and it was not at all what I expected. I expected to be sitting in a circle in a room with a bunch of people and discussing things, and it was so much more. It was so exciting. The music was awesome. Going down and being prayed for, that really hit home a couple times. So I thought it was an awesome experience, and I would go again in a heartbeat.
early on in one of the sessions, Chris, the main speaker, just had said that we're loved by God no matter what. I think that was refreshing to hear again. We all know that we can't earn our salvation, but somehow I think in our, at least this conservative area, we get this impression that we got to do it right, and somehow that puts our standing better with God, or it's not even about earning salvation, but sometimes we feel like we got to do it right because that's just what God would expect of us. But it was just refreshing again to hear that even if we mess up, and we all do, we all blow it from time to time, it's just nice to know that God loves us with a ridiculous amount of love regardless of how we perform. And that's just, I guess, just very comforting to know that we're loved beyond measure no matter what. So that was one of my things I got from it yesterday.
For David and I, too, this was our third time at Cleansing Streams, and even though we've been there multiple times, it was still of value, and there were still things that you still have junk that comes up that to get rid of. It's just maybe not as impacting as the very first time, but I still really appreciated being there. And I would say yesterday, one of the things I appreciated the most is the praise team. I mean, they went the whole entire day. And they were singing the whole time. And like we said, just the intercessors and the anointers, like seeing all these people working for us, the praise team working for us. I mean, they're doing it for the Lord, too, but they're doing it to serve us as a conference coming. And I just really appreciated the worship yesterday. It was one of the highlights for me. I just, to be able to spend that much time worshiping in between the things we were doing, that was very meaningful. And for me, our kids were there, so some of them are being reluctant to share, but some of them had words prophesied over them, and just things that were encouraging. And I appreciated some others of our family that were more hesitant to go up were dealt with very appropriately, and just with the spirit that you would like. So yeah, there's just so many things about it that I appreciated. And like other people have said, you know, the anointers, like their prayer, they're praying over you, just very encouraging and empowering. So I just appreciated it.
You all know that this is a safe place. Do you know that's a safe place? Do you know this is a safe place? If there's something bothering you, you can talk to people in this place because it is a safe place, right? It's a safe place?
Yes.
And that's the body of believers. And that's what he was telling us in the morning. I thought, boy, he really hitting this safe place business. But there again, it's brothers and sisters, people of the body. Not the church, it's the body, and you make up the church. We're in a building here, but we are the church. We are the ones that are flawed. And you know what? How often do you take a bath? Once a month? Well, we had cleansing yesterday, and I praise God for that. Thank you for those intercessors. Thank you for the team that was there participating in it. The time of the line of the bloodline across the front. How about tearing up those papers or getting release? You know, I went to it. I've been to some other seminars before that have similar situations to them, and they were rewarding also. And I think each one has a different way that God uses to help us in our journey of life. Because each time we track along this journey of life, we have different situations taking place in our lives. And there's times that certain things happen. Just like I said to Chris yesterday, I said, what, you on the phone again? And then here, he said he was checking on his daddy because he's in the hospital. And how badly I felt after I said that, but I didn't know the situation. So, Glenn Martin, you know, had to use those words again. I'm sorry. That wasn't kind. That wasn't kind. But of course, I wasn't here for Barry's sermon on kind words. I was away. What are the things? We went to the seminar yesterday, and there's a wind-up next Sunday, I guess. A wind-up of another Sunday yet. But you know what? I want to tell you, this isn't something that you close the book on and lay it. It's a continuing process to continue to guide me in my journey of life. And I hope that you will pull the book out and take a look at it as you go on, because, hey, we're still living life, right? We're on a journey, and sometimes the journey is up and down, and our weeks get pretty rough sometimes. Things going on emotionally stresses out. We need to come back. We need to get that cleansing, that understanding, and praise God for it.
I'm going up here because I'm the skeptical one. You all know me. I know Scott. I question everything. And I'm just going to piggyback back off of a couple yous. And Jennifer, I'm going to use your exact words. Is that okay? So I was like Barry. I was like, well, I don't need this. I'm above reproach. I'm just hoity-toity. And so, but you know, Mike said we all have to do this. So I was obedient. Anyway, the one that hit me was the very beginning on praying over my destiny, and I left that lady in tears. Like, seriously, Joanne, you're crying over what she prayed? I thought you didn't need this. And I came back, and I sat down, and I thought, you know what? I just think Jennifer's struggling. So she was up front, and I greeted her as she came back, and I gave her a hug. And she said, and I don't normally talk this way, what the heck just happened? And I was like, you know what, Lord? I'm right there. So we cried together, and I think, like Luann really said, I'm still going to probably be figuring out what happened and where God's going to use me and what's going to, I don't know. I can't end my speech. It's just, that's the end.
At one point, I was sitting next to Joanne. Well, that was after lunch. Okay, so after lunch, I'm always careful. After lunch, they split the room up, and men had to sit on one side, and women had to sit on the other side. And like, we came back, and we didn't really know that was like happening. They had like signs up or whatever, and everybody's like, "Oh my gosh!" Like, they're coming back and getting their stuff. Like, "Where's my stuff? Where's my stuff?" Anyway, we got like organized, and we sat down, and Joanne was talking, we were talking a little bit after maybe the first one or two sessions in the afternoon, I think, and I was like, Joanne, these people that are poor, we were just talking about the intercessors and like how much effort they were like putting in, and Joanne was like, these people are just like giving and giving and giving, and I was like, I know, I said, I'm exhausted, there's no way that they're not exhausted. Hearing from God all day and just like, they were just like pouring their spirits out into like every single person. Like, I don't know how many like individual people these intercessors had talked to during, like, I wasn't going to keep track, but it was a ton of people. Like, they probably talked to at least, I don't know, maybe 25 or 30 people that they had as everybody was saying here, like they had a word for everyone almost. Every time you went up, they like the people that I went to anyway, they like paused, because you could tell that they were like trying to hear from God, and then they like spoke a specific word over you. Like, that wasn't random. This isn't random stuff that they were doing. They were like trained, like they said, they were trained, obviously, but they were intentional. They looked at you, they said your name when you were praying, because we had a name tag on, and it was so impactful. And another thing, Will and I had gone up then at the last at the last session, we went up as a couple, which was nice, and they like prayed over us and like blessed us like as a couple. And they like made us hold hands and like we stood like face to face or whatever. And he was like, okay, well, we're gonna pray. I'm gonna pray over you. And the guy that prayed over us was one of the pastors that spoke. What was his name? I don't know what his name is. Yes, correct. Thank you. Thanks, Glenn. Glenn's good with names. Thanks, Glenn. Anyway, he is the one that prayed over us, and he was hearing from God when we were there, and it's just, I don't know, it was just crazy. And so we were holding hands, and he was like, I forget the question that he asked us. My husband just walked out the door. Oh, I don't remember. What was the question he asked us? No. When we went up, he asked us like a specific question. Like, what do we do in ministry? He asked us what we did in ministry, and we were like, well, like, we go to, like, a little church, and sometimes, like, we go out and evangelize to, like, other churches to bless them and to help them and stuff like that. And he was like, okay, all right, I think I'm hearing a word. And I was like, ooh, boy, okay. Hearing words. And so he's like, okay, well, let's pray. So we prayed, and he prayed over us, but he prayed like over our hands and said that he was hearing something from God about our hands touching lives, I think he said, something along those lines. But I was just like, ooh. Okay, all right. I don't know exactly what that means, but that's okay. But it was just very encouraging, and it was nice to go up as a couple to feel like blessed as a couple, and yeah. And then we like crossed like the bloodline together, which was really cool. We like hugged after we crossed it. But anyway, yeah, I thought it was very good. Thanks.
Interesting. I think it was through the time of abuse, verbal abuse and stuff, but then we prayed. They prayed, and they told us to put our finger on our lips, and we prayed for our lips, that our mouths would bring out only those things that are supposed to be spoken. We prayed also for our eyes. Remember that? Prayed for our eyes. And then we stopped. And I thought, well, why shouldn't we pray for our ears? I thought our ears could have had some praying too, because we listened to things, but then Joanne and I were talking about it, and at that point in time, it didn't quite fit, I guess, to what they were trying to accomplish at that time. But I thought, well, you know, Lord, you need to pray for our ears, because we sometimes are hearing things that we shouldn't hear, and sometimes we should hear things that we should hear.
So for those who don't know, I'm a very picky eater. Okay, like I don't like anything. And I fully expected like cold cuts and things like that, but they gave us Chick-fil-A, so that was really, really nice too.
Yeah, I don't want to sit down. It was such an exciting time. Two things came to my mind after I spoke the first time. One thing, I haven't heard the teaching like this where, and I first learned it from Mike personally, but at the seminar yesterday, we don't take the power that we've been given through God to kick Satan out of our life, to kick evil spirits out of our life. We, or at least I, choose to live with that, and we don't have to do that. We can tell Satan to get out of there, and that's what intercessors, I'm getting my words mixed up here, but the people that prayed with us yesterday, they prayed that the evil spirit or that Satan or whatever would be gone, and we don't do that enough. I don't hear that teaching around in church, and so that was an exciting time for me to learn that we have you know, we have the Holy Spirit in us, so we have that power within us that we can cast that away. And you're all nodding, so I guess you go get that. But the other thing was, I said to, at the end of the day, at the last time we went front, I said to the fellow that I was talking with, and I think it was Scott, the fellow that you were referring to, I said to him, with all the people you talk to in a day's time, all the junk that gets unloaded on you, do you pray together to not carry that home with you, that, that they're not carrying that within their soul? And he said, actually, they do. They pray that they can be released from all the stuff that they had to hear. And I didn't know if you guys were aware of that or not. I wasn't. I asked a question because I figured, you know, everybody unloads on them, and then do they carry that home and have that junk, so to speak, that we all unloaded? But he said they pray to be released from that. So I thought that was kind of interesting to hear from them.
Just one more thing. As most of you know, I've had a very heavy last couple of months with my siblings. And I honestly thought I couldn't go yesterday. I almost didn't talk because I know I can't do this without crying. So I went to the first person yesterday morning, and she said, I don't remember what she said. She just asked me something, and I said, I've always been known as at least sort of an encourager kind of person. And I said, I'm to my end. I cannot do it anymore. I'm just empty. So she said, okay, we're going to fill you back up again. And she said, do you feel that the Lord has given you a gift? And I said, well, I suppose it would probably be encouraging, but I never really thought about it as being a gift. But she said, okay. And she prayed, so look out. She said, I'm praying for you for the gift of encouragement. And I said, but I'm so empty. And then she prayed with me to be filled with the Holy Spirit, that I would be able to do that again. And I'll have to tell you, I was so relieved. And I was able to enjoy the rest of the day, because when I started out, I couldn't do anything because I was just full of tears. But the Lord will let us get empty, I think, quite a few times in our lives. And when we're empty, and when we're to the bottom, He will fill us back up again.
I do have to go, but I did figure I better share, because I did think of a situation. This past week, I was actually got written up for being absent too many times. I'm not normally absent from work, but some people know here I've been battling with being sick for a year now at various times, and I had too many close calls in a short amount of time. So I was written up. So that was one of the things I mentioned yesterday, to pray for healing in that aspect. And the lady shared with me that she was sensing that there is hope, that they will find something soon, or that I will be healed, or, you know, she was just sensing the hope thing. I actually have 2 doctor's appointments this week, 2 different ones, but one specifically to find out if we can figure out why I am sick. So it was just encouraging to hear her say that there is hope, that maybe it won't happen this week, I don't know, but maybe it, you know, hopefully it'll be resolved soon one way or another. And I don't it won't be affected by work anymore. In addition to that, I've been also being so tired all the time, and so that has affected my work also at work, especially on my long days. And that's one of the things that is going to be discussed with my regular doctor tomorrow, to finish taking care of that situation. So it was just nice to at least just have that word of hope, and that hopefully soon I will be free. So that would be nice.
Becky has to go. Let's get around and pray before she goes. I think we should do that.
Father, we just thank you that you love us so much. You don't want Rebecca or any of us sick, Father, and you want her walking in health and freedom. It's part of your plan for her life. And so we just speak wholeness over her body in the name of Jesus. We command this sickness and illness that's been plaguing her to leave in the name of Jesus. And we just ask, Holy Spirit, you go right through Rebecca from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, kicking out everything of the enemy that may be there that's causing this, and that healing would manifest in her body for your glory, Lord, that she could go to work and be a blessing to the people she works with, and that you'd receive glory out of it all. Thank you for her life and for the things you're doing with her and through her. Pray to Jesus.
I did not recognize you at first. I'm sorry.
Is anyone else feeling led that they need to share yet before we would close?
This was my second time at Cleansing Streams, and I really don't remember much of the first time at all. But I really liked that little bear film. I had not seen that before, and that poor little cub, they had somehow almost made it sound like a child. I mean, it looked like a bear cub, but the little cub was just running as fast as he could, and then he'd peek up and he'd say, oh no, and then he'd run again. Oh my, oh my. And it was just, yeah, it was really a good video. Maybe it wasn't important. But I think for me, having, I've really gotten into the book, The Bait of Satan, and I think that really helped prepare me for yesterday. Yeah, and that was a good thing. But I know by noontime yesterday, I just felt so drained. it was really good to look around and see all the prayer support that was going on. And I guess personally, one of the things that kind of surprised me with one of the exchanges with the anointers, it was like, I shared something and it was like, this sounds so insignificant. You know, it seemed significant in my life, but when I heard myself speak it was like, this really is so insignificant. So it was a good day.
This kind of goes back to the first Cleansing Streams I was at, however many years ago. This was my second time, and though I did not remember much the first one, something that was similar both times was just going up to the anointers and stuff. It's just, you're like, I'm not sure if I can talk to them about this or whatever, because there's some stuff that it really just, you're like, ooh, I don't know if I want to share this with people. And then you get up there, and you can just, like, pour out your heart to them, and yeah, it's just so encouraging. And I have this, when I was young, I never would have shared this, because I was like, ugh, I'm not going to. Embarrassing. And I remember specifically from the first time, I was maybe like 11 years old, so I don't remember a ton of it, but I remember the one time, I don't even remember what section we were on or anything. I just remember I went up and this, like, and I had been dealing with just sort of some things about that. I don't even remember exactly what it was. And I just remember, I just started crying and just like pouring out my heart to this guy, and that was like the one memory from that I just remember being like the most encouraged, just like, yeah. And they're just there and just encouraging you and blessing you. And it's just really amazing feeling when you walk away from it, just relief and release. Yeah.
How many people were here that weren't there yesterday? Raise your hand if you weren't there yesterday. Oh, wow. It wasn't there.
You know me, I really like to come up here.
Yes, sir.
I was cleansed yesterday. I went to Cleansing Streams before, and the first time I went, they have a part about abuse, if you're ever abused. And I took care of that the first time I went. And yesterday they brought it up, and when I went up front, they go, "Is the Lord asking you anything about abuse?" And something I had never dealt with, but I said, "What if you were the abuser?" And I said, I verbally and emotionally abused one of my daughters, my oldest one. I raised 5 kids on my own. And I was really rough on her. And I was really cleansed from that yesterday. I really, really needed it. And my one daughter, Angie, she's not here, but she went up front for something. And she said that they prayed on her. And then when she was starting to walk away, they grabbed her and said, "Oh, there's more." And when they grabbed her back, she says she just lost it because they brought up stuff on her that she was dealing with. It's amazing.
Anyone else before we close? While I'm waiting, if someone wants to respond, you can. Glenn made a comment that he missed one of the sessions here. I was on our website this morning. Justin did a lot of work in getting videos put together, and they're on the website. So if you missed a session, I would encourage you to try to watch it on the website. Our website is, if I get this right, www.newbeginnings-cf.org. www.newbeginnings-cf.org.
It's right behind you.
Then when you get on there, there's a spot where it says login. You need to click on that, and what's the first thing? The password is members with a capital M. Or the login is member with a capital M, and then the password is member with a small m. And then you go up to, there's a little, what, a dot or dash? Where do you click to get? Then you hover over the login button, and it'll be a place where it says Cleansing Streams. Click on that, and all the videos will come up. Did I get through that? I'm a really techie person here.
If you have any questions, my email is on the login.
I think there's some things that I learned this morning just listening. Number one, Sean needs to jump up and down more when he plays a guitar.
While he's playing the guitar.
Cleansing Streams used a lot of visuals that were very helpful, and we mentioned a lot of them, like the bear video,
stone
dropping the stone video, stomping on your things that you wanted to get rid of, shame. Literally, they wetted your hands and you washed your face of shame. The bloodline, that was a good thing. I think it helped us to and there's more I missed, but it helped us understand. Glenn said about praying for our eyes and our lips. We ask for forgiveness multiple times. I think we can all relate to that. We know how to do that. We need to learn to renounce Satan multiple times. It's much easier dealing with a loving father than someone who doesn't like us and wants to create havoc in our lives. And so it's important that we remember prayer. I think the most important people there yesterday were those people in white who were praying for us, and they were also praying for the anointers, the people in blue who were ministering to people. But, there was intercessors in the balcony all around. We need to spend time with the Lord in prayer. because it is a struggle. It's not something easy, but it's something we need to work at. Yeah, while we were sitting, we had a lot of time to sit and worship. The worship team was praying, and I spent time praying for both groups because, that's important. We need to be praying. Again, we need to pray for each other. Our fight isn't against flesh and blood, is it? And we need to remember that as we go into our week and not forget what we learned, but build on it and seek the Lord to continue to grow us and stretch us and reveal things to us. Even though we're not at a retreat, Mike was doing that yesterday. We need to be doing that as well. One last chance. Anybody else need to share anything? The last thing I learned is we serve an awesome God who is alive and well and working in our lives today. That was very evident. And so that's encouraging for all of us, I think. So let's close in prayer. Amen, right? Heavenly Father, we just rejoice in how much you love us and how much you care for each one of us here. And we ask that you continue to work in our lives, continue to stretch us, to grow us, and to draw us closer to you. We love you, Father, and help us to share that love to others this week as we get out into the world. And help us to connect with you on a deeper level is what we ask in your name. Amen. Thank you for sharing. It was great.